I'm so thrilled. We've got young Kate Newsom, who's just fresh out of a university lecture, I think, waiting online to have a chat with us about the JB Fairfax Award for Rural and Regional Journalism. I'll just see if I can connect Kate up now. Kate, are you there with us?
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, fantastic, Kate. Congratulations, first of all, for being the winner and being a local. You grew up on a sheep and cattle station or property up around the Glen Innes area.
Thank you for that.
So, Kate, you're going to tell us a little bit about what it's meant to you to be the 2022 winner of the Royal Agricultural Society Foundation's JB Fairfax Award for Rural and Regional Journalism.
Yeah. Well, I think for me, I grew up on a farm between Glen Innes and Deepwater, so I really am a local. And I went to high school in town as well. Moved to the University of Sydney. I'm still finishing off my fourth and final year. But this award, going into journalism and into media in general, I didn't have any family in the industry. I'd never done an internship. Totally just didn't know how to break into that world or get my foot in the door. And this award, which I think I just saw an email come up for it a few days before it was due back in, what, that would have been 2021.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, I'll never get it. I'll just put in an application anyway. And honestly, hands down, it has, changed my life.
So, Kate, what... The award provides a $10,000 cash grant, but it's not so much the money, it's the opportunities and doors it opens, which is the really critical thing in your experience.
Yeah, no, 100%. So it's a $10,000 scholarship, which is obviously incredible, but that money really supports you to undertake some practical work experience that you get through that award. So you get to do... 2 weeks of work experience with the media team at the Sydney Royal Easter Show, which is a crazy 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You get to go to Orange and work with the Land newspaper, and then also up north to Brisbane to work in the ABC. Not the newsroom up there. You get to work with the landline team, but you also get to see what some other teams at the ABC are doing. And I was very lucky when I was with the ABC and with the landline team, I got to do some travelling around the state as well. Yeah, really, really incredible work experience.
Well, we're pretty fond of Queenslanders here. I've just had Jasmine, who hails from Longreach, and Jazzy comes in from time to time, and we were talking about steam trains and going to boarding school on a steam train many years ago. But the landline is probably emblematic, isn't it, of conventional, I guess, rural journalism. But there's many other ways and, I guess... ways of doing and representing regional and rural news. So you've also done a few stints overseas as well, as part of the JB Fairfax Award. Would you like to... I've noticed on the information package we got that you've been at the Jakarta... You spent some time at the Jakarta Post. Which, how was that for a young Aussie farm girl?
Those experiences, and I've been very lucky that I've gotten to do some work experience overseas, they're not directly a part of the JB Fairfax Awards. So as part of the award, you get to do the three internships with rural papers in Australia. But I think, honestly, getting that award and getting some work experience for the first time really, it got my foot in the door and sort of opened my eyes up into these are some other opportunities. And, one of those opportunities that I got to partake in was working at the Jakarta Post at the start of this year, which was crazy. I really hadn't travelled much outside of Australia, and getting to work with the newsroom overseas was nuts. And honestly, I thought I'd have a really hard time settling in, but really I found that the journalists I was working with over there were very, very similar to the rural journalists I'd work with in Australia. I think they're all very down to earth, and I just don't think that they probably don't have some of the arrogance or that competitive side that I think you can see, or certainly is the stereotype for metropolitan newsrooms.
Uh-huh.
So really, there was a surprising similarities, I feel.
And what was were there anything memorable that you had to cover? Any stories, Indonesian stories? I just thought it. I've just would have been well out of your comfort zone, I imagine, initially.
Yeah. No, it was crazy getting to do, I think the first night I was, or my first day on the job, I got to do an interview with one of Indonesia's biggest television stars, who had just started an episode of HBO's The Last of Us, which I'm a huge fan of. So that was really what I got to do my first day, which, yeah, it was a bit of a pinch myself moment. But really, yeah, I would have thought it would be out of my comfort zone, but I think because of the experience I'd got the previous year with the JB Fairfax Award, totally, you know, it was just fun. It was just such a fun and random month.
Oh, that's terrific. And then you're off to South Korea with, I think some other colleagues as well, in 9 other amazing women. What did you do in South Korea, Kate?
Yeah, so that was a media study tour run by a separate organisation, so the Korean Australian Community Support Incorporation.
Right.
And every year they send 10 media students to South Korea, and you get to do some, just, you know, tour some of the newsrooms and get some of that understanding about what the politics is like over there and what the media landscape is over there. So a very intense week, but a lot of fun, and really great to connect with some other young people and young women that are starting to find our way in the media industry.
Oh, that's wonderful. So what's your view about current, I mean, the JB Fairfax Award provides you with a really great sort of grounding in the real world, doesn't it? I mean, there's the Land newspaper, the Landline, and the Royal Easter Show. How do you feel rural journalism is placed at the moment, or, you know, where it's going? It's very. I think our listeners, some of them are in the older category maybe. We're really keen to know what you think we're moving from and where we're going to, because the future is really people like yourself, Kate.
No, for sure. Well, I think, you know, I'm the daughter of a farmer and a teacher, so yeah, really no connections to the media aside from, I think, my initial interest probably came from a bit of frustration. I think there's so many people working so hard in regional areas to make our voices heard, and I sort of lie when I say I don't get any experience, because out of everyone I emailed in my first 2 years of university to get experience, it was actually my community radio station that pulled through and gave me a few days of experience. Right. But I think it's more in the national paper and in the international sort of spheres that just rural perspectives aren't heard. So people, I was really frustrated by that and really seeing the lack of funding, and I sort of thought I would be going into this industry and, you know, not getting a job or anything on the other side of it. But I think getting this award, and it's not really an award, it's just the opportunities to get to meet people in the industry, it really did open my eyes up to how hard people are working. And I think the award itself is really a testament to the recognition, I think, that, you know, we do need to put resources into rural journalism. So really, I'm quite optimistic at the moment. And I've met some incredible people that are, you know, higher up in the industry and have been there longer, that are really, you know, still working hard and haven't lost sight of their own, you know, country roots. I've met a lot of people that are from country towns and working in metropolitan papers, and then also getting to meet other young people finishing off uni or a few years out that are really passionate about rural journalism. So I think they're definitely, and there's lots of opportunities as well. And I think the other thing is, for me, this award, as well as, you know, the practical experiences, but I think to me it just totally validated that I could embrace my rural roots. Like, I think coming to the University of Sydney for the first year, I was sort of like, oh, I don't really want to write about rural issues. I won't really make it clear that I'm a country girl, and I'll just try and fit in a bit. But it was really as soon as I started telling stories from home, from the local area, and just other regional areas in Australia, that I really found that I got into my groove a bit.
So like, you found that you actually do have an authentic voice?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. No, you're just making me recall being down in Sydney and watching my children, who were then sort of mid-year teenagers, trying to talk to their cousins who they hadn't seen for a while, I think partly because of COVID, and they were really struggling to find some common ground until we started talking about the way meat is produced and how it transforms from an animal in a paddock, which for city people is like, yeah, so what? Really off their radar to how it transforms into either a really tough old bit of steak or something really succulent and gourmet. And the interest sort of, you just need to find that common ground, but it was quite tricky for a while. Sort of, I mean, that was just one instance and obviously not a very important one, but of the kind of divide, I think, that has happened between people growing up in urban areas and people like yourself who are at the other end of the food chain, as well as social sort of existence, a different way of socially working together.
Oh, for sure. And I think, you know, coming to Sydney sometimes and just being in the city, it can be a bit of a shock, the knowledge gap and just true lack of understanding people have about, you know, what's just, you know, a few hours out of the city. But I think it really is, you know, it is more important than ever before that if you're from the country and if you have that perspective, just to, I don't know, embrace your voice a bit and put yourself out there. And I think awards like this program, I think, really shows that there are 100% opportunities for you. Yeah, just want to throw your hat in the ring and have a crack. And even in the city, even writing, you know, if you're not even necessarily writing about rural issues, I think just having that perspective and being able to ask, well, how is this impacting other people outside of this area? I think just that whole being down to earth and being able to talk to anyone and just that kindness, I think that country people have, I think you really do notice that in journalists.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting. Now, Kate, the critical moment for the next winner is pretty much upon us, isn't it? There's the next application for the 2023 award closes this Sunday, the 20th of August.
Yeah, the 20th on Sunday. Yeah.
And so, if you were able to give a message to any young person who's probably a bit like you were 12 months or more ago, what would you say?
Yeah, just have a go. Honestly, so it's this Sunday, and if you're interested or if you have any friends or family members that, you know, are at uni or undergraduates or postgraduates and are just, you know, interested in this space, there is no harm at all in applying. And as I said, I myself applied for it a little bit close to the deadline. For that first application, you can just put in something that you've written before or put in as a uni assignment in the past and just, yeah, write a bit about yourself and why you're interested in it. But really, I applied for it not thinking anything would come of it. And what I'm only a year or two later and just what I've been able to experience, I still can't believe, and I'm just so excited to graduate and just fully enter that world and keep telling stories from country Australia.
Oh, good on you, Kate. Well, it's lovely. I'm talking to Kate Newsome. Some people might recognise that surname. Big name around the northern part of the Northern Tablelands. I think I had a bank manager who shared your surname at one stage, Kate, and you're probably related. But, well done, Kate. Congratulations. And your message. So what are your aspirations now? You're back at uni. You've had those experiences. How do you think you've changed? Sorry, that's a toughie, isn't it?
it's tough. I think, honestly, just the confidence. And I'm really not lying, and it's embarrassing to say, when I first came to Sydney, like, I just really didn't know how to fit in being from the country and just didn't know whether to embrace that. But just, you know, 100%, it's part of, who I am, and I'm really proud to be able to share other people's stories from home. And at the moment, I've actually been very lucky. I've gotten to do some writing for the R.M. Williams Outback magazine, which is already, I've gotten to do some stories on towns like Deepwater and some people from Inverell and just all around the New England area.
Lovely.
So it's really fulfilling to be able to come home and know that I'm actually and doing something, even if it's small, and hopefully over the years it'll keep growing and, yeah.
Well done. Well done. Oh, fantastic. Now, listen, I'm going to do the boring bits here. Grab the pens out, everybody. If you want to find out more information about the award and the eligibility requirements, you need to go to www.rasf.org.au/JB Fairfax, F-A-I-R-F-A-X. That's it. That's all you need to do. And you could be, have your life transformed.
In a few months' time, you could be on a pineapple farm with Landline and Pip Courtney and
yes.
You never know.
Yeah. So did you do that? Did you end up on a pineapple farm?
I certainly did. It was a very random day. I think I got about a day's notice that they're like, Kate, tomorrow the shoot's at a pineapple farm. Later in the week, it was at a Christmas tree farm in Stanthorpe. It was incredible.
Very, very exciting. And look, it's such a great show, Landline. I watched it with interest on the weekend, all the different, including the, I think my favourite story was the one about the bullier camel races.
Oh, yes, always a classic.
Yeah.
Well, it's just as much fun behind the scenes, and, yeah, never thought I'd get to experience that. So really, really do just have a go. There's no harm in applying.
Fantastic. Oh, look, thank you so much for talking with us, Kate. Your enthusiasm is really infectious. But I've got a show to finish up, so I know you've got to go back and keep studying. How many years have you got to go?
This is my last semester, actually. So.
Oh, well done. Fantastic.
Yeah, nearly there.
Thank you so much, Kate. And,
thanks for having me.
Yeah, and we wish you all the best for your career, and we look forward to seeing your stories and your reports in the years to come, and whatever aspect you decide to take up, whether it's just presenting that country perspective or whether it's deliberately and specifically reporting on rural affairs. We look forward to hearing that name. Kate Newsom, thank you very much for being
our
guest today.
And good luck. Good luck if you're applying.
Okay. All the best, Kate. Thank you. So that was Kate Newsom. Thanks very much to her for taking the call at fairly short notice. But as you can tell, Kate is really excited about the opportunities that this presented. And I think what she's saying really is that there's a transformative opportunity there to become a young person from the country, and then suddenly to be able to kind of learn how to share that, talk about it, be part of the media industry. So well done, Kate.